Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Why is it so important for us to be pushing for stricter road, for a stricter car safety? A third of South African children travel in cars that are completely unrestrained. That's according to Automobile Association of South Africa. Is it really so bad? Am I living in a bubble, Leighton? Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Howard. Look, I mean, the fact is that, you know, we have a very high death rate amongst children in our country, especially, on our roads. And there is a huge need for us to ensure their safety. And I think for that reason, you know, we are of the view that these laws need to be tightened up a little bit.
So what it needs to be done?
Look, I think the most important thing from our perspective is enforcement. You know, and I think that cuts across all types of road infringements, not only people who aren't transporting children in proper child restraint systems. There is a huge need for more traffic law enforcers on our roads, and that's not the AA saying that. That's a government-appointed task team that made that finding in 2019. Their view is that we need double the amount of traffic law enforcers than what we currently have, and that needs to happen before 2030 so that we can beef up our traffic law enforcement capability to 50,000 members from where it currently is. So, you know, in our view, static traffic law enforcement people basically sitting on the side of the road checking, you know, expired license discs is not the way to go. We would like to see a lot more enforcement specifically on moving violations. And then I think going hand in hand with that is people who are guilty of traffic road offences need to be punished and prosecuted properly. And I think that's a very important part of the equation as well, Howard.
But isn't it important that the infrastructure matches? You know, when we talk about, when we hear the news that Johannesburg City's got no or had no cameras, speed cameras working where our roads are incredibly potholed and causing a dangerous situation as well, the onus should be on the city as well to make sure that the environment is a safe one.
Yes, I mean, I think the whole issue with the traffic cameras and handheld devices in the city of Johannesburg is very distressing. You know, it's as a result of a contract that wasn't renewed at the end of May in 2021. You know, a lot of questions arising from that situation. You know, why wasn't the fact that contract was ending flagged a lot earlier than that? We're only in a tender phase now, a year after the fact. For the past year, these cameras haven't been operational. They haven't been working. You know, a lot of questions, and it just sends such a poor message to the motoring public of the city, to everybody, including, you know, those who are, you know, law-abiding citizens, that the city really is floundering a little bit in terms of promoting and advocating for road safety. Handheld cameras and speed cameras are such a vital tool in traffic law enforcement. And when they don't work and when there's no attempt to get that system working and operational, it just kind of sends the message of, do what you want to do. And that's certainly not the message we want to see going out to the public.
How is our awareness in terms of our kids and making sure that our cars are adequately equipped?
Look, I think over the past couple of years, we've seen an increase in the number of people who are actually using child restraint systems and are, you know, themselves using seatbelts. And that's certainly a very encouraging development. But we would like to see more. I mean, obviously, as the AA, we would like to see 100% compliance. Is that going to happen? Probably not. We have huge issues in terms of road safety in the public transport sector. There aren't seat belts used on public transport. There isn't provision made for children to be transported in taxis and buses and what have you. So that's something that needs quite a lot of attention. But again, it comes down to enforcement. You know, when you see people driving in their vehicles and they themselves are buckled, but their children aren't secured, these are the types of people who, in our view, need to be punished. They need to be, you know, taken off the road. They need to be fined, and those fines need to be quite heavy fines to send a message of, look, this isn't okay to do this. So, you know, that's where we think there are still gaps. The law itself is also, in our view, not where it should be. Currently, the law states that if you have a child of 3 years or younger, they need to be in a child restraint system. And we are very happy with the fact that there is legislation around children in vehicles. But to make a determination of who should be using a child restraint system based on age, it does not work. It should, in fact, be based on size, the height and weight of the child rather than the age of the child, because, you know, three-year-olds are going to differ in size vastly. But along with that, Howard, there is a huge need for proper enforcement. There's no point in having a law if it isn't enforced. And I think that's where, for us, the whole issue of road safety must begin and end.
And what does that mean? You know, how do we have such, I would imagine, if you did a survey in terms of the level of trust and faith in our road services in terms of JMPD and these types of organizations, I would, and I just judge it from the messages that I constantly get. There's an incredibly negative perception and view as to the role that they're playing. And as you alluded to, sitting on the side of the road as you come around the corner, checking your expired license or whatever that might be. And it might be a valid thing to do. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But we don't have a very high regard for our own law enforcement. How do they rebrand in that way?
Yeah, I think you're quite correct, and it's actually a very sad situation. There are many, many traffic law enforcers who do outstanding work in our country, who are very committed, very dedicated, very honest, have a lot of integrity, and do their jobs extremely well. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of them. And along with that issue, you have a situation where, you know, when people are taken off the road and they fined and they're given fines, or there's even harsher punishments in some instances, and this goes to court, there is very little prosecution. I'll give you one example. You know, the level of prosecution of drunk driving in South Africa is around 8%, which means that all the people who are taken off the road and tested, of all those people who are caught for drunk driving, only 8% of those are prosecuted. Now, surely in a country where drunk driving actually forms a huge part of poor road safety and causes a lot of crashes, that situation needs to change. So there is this perception that people can get away with things. There is this perception that there aren't any consequences. Now, is that as a result of the traffic law enforcers? There is an element of that, sure. But it's the whole system that needs to play together. You know, you can't have excellent traffic law enforcement and poor prosecution, or excellent traffic law enforcement, excellent prosecution and poor lab work. So all of these different elements need to work together. The bottom line is that people commit offences because they don't see that there's any consequences to their actions. And that's a situation that needs to change. And you can't just legislate yourself out of that problem. You actually need boots on the ground to fix that.
And that's very much a South African problem in general. We have some very, very good laws and we have some very good ideas, but unless we follow that through with a practical implementation, it kind of falls short. It becomes useless.
Yeah, I think that is part of the problem. You know, and I don't want to, you know, use a brush to taint everybody.
Sure.
Because as I say, there are people in traffic law enforcement who are incredibly professional and very dedicated, and you have to give credit to them, and there's a lot of kudos that they deserve. As I say, unfortunately, there just aren't enough of them. You know, the Traffic Law Enforcement Review Committee found in 2019 that traffic law enforcement in South Africa needs to be professionalized, there needs to be training, skills development, and we need double the amount of traffic law enforcers than what we currently have. And, you know, quite correctly, we can have the best laws in the world, but if they aren't enforced, it's going to amount to a heap of beans.
Absolutely right. And on that heap of beans notes, that's where we leave it. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa, talking about the importance for pushing for stricter car safety laws.